One further word about workgroup satisfactions. Unlike many other aspects of life, relationships among people at work tend to be simpler, less complicated, somewhat less emotional. This is not to say that there aren't arguments and jealousies, but, on the whole, behavioral research discloses that human relations at work are just easier, perhaps because they are more regular and predictable and thus simpler to adjust to than the sporadic, the more intense, and less regular relationships in the community. And the workgroup also gently pressures its members to learn how to adjust to one another, so that the rough edges are worked off, because people know they must do certain things with and through one another each day. Beyond the team and the workgroup, there is the organization, whether it be company or hospital or university. The same pride in being part of a well-coordinated, successful unit is derived from being part of a larger collectivity. Working for a company that is thought of as being one of the best in the community can provide employees with both status and self-confidence. They assume, usually with good reason, that others regard them more highly, even envy them, and that they are more competent than the average because of this association with a winner, a prestigious institution. We, in truth, bask in the reflected glory of the institution, and we seek ways of asserting our membership so that others will know and can recognize our good fortune.